Hey, you know what? Let's switch gears a little bit. You know, you've been very vocal about the high tax base in Illinois. In fact, you know, I've heard you talk about it. I have been screaming about it. The 200,000 people that here listen to me across the country have heard me talk about it, you know, ad nauseum. You know, what are alternatives available for CME Group? I mean, you know, I'm sure that you've talked, and you don't have to, of course, give us the guts of how to make the sausage with Mr. Quinn, our governor. But what is, do you have alternatives?
We do, Jack, and you know, we have very viable alternatives. As I was just saying, you know, the old days where it was very difficult to move thousands of traders, that's not the case anymore. The traders can stay wherever they want, but the company can certainly go to wherever it's in its best interest. And as you know, today the company is not owned by its members, it's owned by the shareholders, so it's a public company. So I and the rest of the board have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's in the best interest of those shareholders. So we will be good stewards of their money, but at the same time, being a good steward is not paying 6% of the aggregate tax bill in the state of Illinois in corporate taxes. So we are the number one taxpayer in the entire state of Illinois as it relates to taxes, and we are far from the largest company in the state of Illinois. So it's one of those anomalies that's completely unfair, and I am working with not only Illinois but multiple other states and have proposals in hand, Jack, from other states to go ahead and relocate the headquarters of CME Group that would benefit its shareholders. So hopefully Illinois will come to a better place and we can get something done, but at the same time, if not, I understand that, and we have to do what's in our best interest.
Terry, just to clarify, one of the things that the CME Group doesn't do that other multinationals, for instance, do is they park their profits that they make overseas, and they don't bring them home, whereas everything CME Group does comes home, doesn't it, and get taxed?
Jack, it does, and it's a very interesting thing. So it's not about repatriating money back into the U.S. What the CME does, because we don't know who our ultimate end user client is, they have to go through one of our FCM or intermediaries, and we don't disintermediate those folks, so we don't know who their clients are. So their client could be trading out of Mumbai or trading out of Asia, but because of the apportionment laws in Illinois, we are getting taxed on all those particular trades because they have to have their mailing addresses where our clearing entity is, and our clearing entity happens to be headquartered in Illinois. So if our matching engine and our clearing entity were headquartered somewhere else, they would then the mailing addresses would be associated with it, and that's where the tax would fall. But right now, we are stuck in a very bad situation, which I'm hoping Illinois will recognize, that they don't deserve this tax dollars, but we are being treated completely unfairly.